I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The people who figure out credit scores are changing their calculations in a way that further lowers the scores of people with riskier borrowing. The best credit risks could see their scores increased even more. The Wall Street Journal broke that story this morning about FICO's credit score system run by a company called Fair Isaac. Now, some of this has to do with an increasing concern about people taking out personal loans to pay off other debt. The Wall Street Journal's Anna Maria Andriotis had the scoop. Good morning.
Great speaking with you.
Give us a sense of what is the problem these FICO people are trying to fix.
Credit scores have been rising in recent years. That has been the result of an improving economy. But there have also been questions about whether scores have been rising because of negative information that has fallen off of people's credit reports. In recent years, things like tax liens, judgments, certain collection accounts have been removed. And so what this new version of this FICO score is doing is it is going to be judging new negative actions, things like missed payments, more harshly than previous versions.
And some people could find their credit scores dropping even though they're just doing what they've always been doing?
Broadly speaking, people who have credit scores of 680 or above will generally see their scores rise if they continue to exhibit good debt management and payment behavior. So whatever the scores are now would likely be higher with a new score. People who have low scores, scores generally below 600, who continue to exhibit negative behavior, whether it's newly missed payments or other black marks, what they will see is that their score will likely fall by more than what it would have fallen by with previous FICO versions. So essentially, the separation between people with high scores and low scores is likely to get bigger.
And this change particularly to how personal loans are judged, I mean, that does reflect a growing concern that a lot of people are taking those out.
That's right. So pulling back from the specific changes, looking at what's happening here, there's really a broader consumer lending issue sort of playing out here. And that is the fact that consumer debts in the U.S. are at record highs right now. Personal loans, originations and balances of these loans have been rising significantly in recent years. And they are among the riskier loans out there because essentially they are unsecured. It's not like a lender can come after, you know, your car or your person's home if they don't pay the personal loan. And also because that the loans are essentially typically money that's just deposited in consumers' bank account and that can be used pretty much for, you know, almost whatever they want to use it for. There's really very few ways for a lender to get that money back if the person stops paying.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Anna Maria Andriotis. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you.